Well, let's head to home. She's not at the office today. Joining us here today, FHN infection prevention specialist, Margie Kochmeyer. And Margie, you're at home. Why?
With COVID.
Wow.
So nobody is immune to this. I've learned that, you know, even taking all the precautions, I still got it.
Hmm. Yeah, because you're detail oriented. You do all the stuff that I don't do.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Wow. Okay. So how you doing?
Better than several days ago. So, better, just getting better every day.
All right. Okay. Well, good to hear. Well, thanks for being on the air with me today. Not only COVID, that's a concern, but the flu season is beginning as well. It seems we're all urged to get our flu shots now. Tell us about that.
Well, it's going to take us about 2 weeks for our bodies to build antibodies to the flu once we get vaccines. So we'll want to get that protection so that we're ready once we start seeing the flu hit the community. The CDC wants everyone 6 months and older to get a flu shot in September or by the end of October, so that we'll be ready when flu season hits.
Well, and you know, of course, you talked about COVID here for a second, but why is flu considered dangerous?
It's highly contagious. It can be serious for some people. So some people have to be hospitalized with it. We see deaths from this every year. For some populations of people, especially the older adults or the young kids with little immunity, it could be worse for them.
Let's talk about that, symptoms for kids and seniors, and when either one of those groups should really seek medical professional.
For children, especially 5 years and under, they have immune systems that aren't fully developed, so they're more susceptible. Kids that have asthma or diabetes, they're more likely to get that secondary bacterial infection like pneumonia. Seniors have more chronic conditions, the heart, lung, kidney disease, or diabetes, not only making them more susceptible to the flu, but at risk for complications related to the flu. If there is a persistent high temperature, trouble breathing, or no improvement in illness in 3 to 4 days, you're going to need to seek medical attention.
Now, I know you're probably going to talk about Australia here, but because you typically do, because that's where we learn from these strains, different strains of flu. Tell us about that.
So the virus changes from year to year, and we want to make sure that we have the most updated, predicted circulating flu strain for the season. So every year, the World Health Organization in January looks at data from other countries and they determine which flu strains are the most common. The information then is used to help develop our flu vaccine. So taking that annual flu vaccine, we are protecting ourselves from the strain that expected to be circulating. And from the Southern Hemisphere, it looks like it's going to be H1N1, which is very good for us.
Now tell us about...
well covered.
Oh, well, okay. Well covered under the vaccine.
Vaccine.
All right. What about homework or wherever we may be? Give us tips in terms of how to be safe from flu germs.
Well, you know, the best thing that you can do is to take a flu shot. Keep things wiped down, the high-touch surfaces at home. Wash your hands before you eat. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth when you're out in public, because that's going to be the way that you are going to transmit this.
I know FHN is hosting. Well, what do you guys do at FHN in terms of preventing the flu?
Well, we educate our staff. We provide flu shots, not only for our staff, but for their spouses. And then we give our patients flu shots while they're in-house during their illness, just trying to keep everybody protected. And then we really stress the hand hygiene.
Now, you're also hosting a variety of flu shot clinics. Tell us about that.
So we're doing some drive-through flu shots, and that's great for people who are busy or who have difficulty with mobility. They can stay in their car. They fill out their paperwork. They don't have to get out. Our dates for that are going to be Wednesday, October 11th from 3 to 6 p.m. at FHN's Family Health Center at Burchard Hill. And then Saturday, October 14th from 8 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. also at Burchard Hill. We have some indoor flu shots at a variety of locations. So depending on your schedule or where you live, if you go to our website at www.fhn.org, you'll see we have 20 dates and locations for flu shots. In addition to Freeport, we're going to be in Mount Morris, Savannah, Mount Carroll, Stockton, Lena, Pearl City, Shannon, and Davis. The dates for those start October 8th, and they run through November 21st. Just remember to wear something with short sleeves so that we can give an injection in your upper arm.
All right. Give us any updates you have on the new COVID-19 vaccine that's rolling out.
I think the most important thing to know is that this is not being considered a booster. It's rather an updated vaccine. So it's different than getting more of the same thing. A booster will give your immune system a boost with the same vaccine, where an updated vaccine provides protection for circulating strains, and it's going to help us build a new response to the variants. Unlike the last vaccine that covered two strains that had been circulating, this one is going to be monovalent, meaning that it's going to cover one strain. It's the XBB.1.5, and that one has been circulating recently. Pharmacies are starting to get this vaccine. Pfizer and Moderna have the vaccine for this updated strain. And this is the first season that we have vaccines available for three viruses that cause hospitalization: COVID, flu, and RSV.
What about the vaccination? Why do we need it for the COVID vaccination? And how long is it supposed to protect us now this time around?
Well, the virus that causes COVID is always changing, and protection from a previous vaccine declines over time. And I think that depends individually on people and how fast this mutates. The CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get an updated COVID vaccine. And this is going to be either from Pfizer or Moderna. And taking it will help us protect against, it's not that it's going to stop us from getting it, but it will protect us in the event that we do get this illness. And then we're going to probably see an annual vaccine because it changes so much.
And what about a vaccine clinic, a COVID vaccine clinic presented by FHN? Is that going to be happening?
Well, we're going to have COVID vaccines available in our offices, so you can call our office for an appointment, but we won't have the large drive-through events for COVID like we do for flu. We have a lot of pharmacies available nearby, and you can go to one of those and get your vaccine.
What about the RSV? Is that out there as well? And can you get all three shots at once?
I'm not sure whether or not the pharmacies are giving all three at once. Typically what we say is don't take more than one live vaccine at one time. So, and usually when I give somebody two vaccines, I'll give them in different arms. But they're probably giving all three for protection because none of them are live vaccines.
Gotcha.
You just watch yourself for symptoms.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. How can people learn more about the seasonal flu vaccine and also eventually COVID and RSV from FHN?
You can visit our website at www.fhn.org for more information.
All right, Margie. You get better. We'll talk to you soon again, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Margie Kochmeyer, FHN Infection Prevention Specialist, here today. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.